You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up in Bangladesh, Kanita Ahmed often witnessed friends and relatives sharing medications with each other. She says it was common practice for people in her community to save money by borrowing unused or leftover medicines from others, such as pain relief tablets or antibiotics.
People think if it works for me, it would work for her or she too, because especially if they find the symptoms are similar. There is a myth that even for cold and flu, you should take antibiotic.
It wasn't until she began studying to become a pharmacist that Ms. Ahmed said she learned about the risks of sharing over-the-counter and prescription medications.
When I started studying, then a new world really opened to me. It's dangerous, it's unsafe, which is completely ignored in my country.
After migrating to Australia in 2004 with her family, Ms. Ahmed joined the southeastern Sydney local health district as a cultural support worker to help other new and emerging migrants better navigate Australia's healthcare system. She is involved in a new campaign on health literacy and safe use of medicines. Lisa Woodland is from New South Wales Multicultural Health, which is launching the campaign.
We're highlighting the importance of knowing what your medicine is for and how to take it safely. It's also really important that people understand what the active ingredient in their medicine is.
The campaign includes a social media video available in 7 languages, which explains why medications can have different brand names but still contain the same active ingredient.
We do have evidence that people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities are at higher risk of making mistakes with their medicines. And this has really serious consequences, not only for their health conditions, but they may also end up in hospital because of those complications.
Data from the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia shows that about 250,000 people are admitted to hospital for medication-related problems every year in Australia. 70% of those cases are due to the use of multiple medications at the same time. Parisa Aslani, a professor in medicines use optimisation at the University of Sydney, said people with language barriers often misunderstand medication names and how to correctly use a prescribed medication.
They're not lollies. They are serious drugs, and it's important that people are aware of why they're taking a medicine, what's it going to do for them, how will they know if it's working, and what to do if there's a problem.
Ms. Aslani says online misinformation during the coronavirus pandemic has also sparked demand for unproven treatments.
People are getting scared and they're thinking, if I am going to get some medication, where am I going to get it from to prevent against getting this infection? But it's a viral infection. Currently there's no cure for it.
She's urged people to speak to a doctor before taking any new medications, and for people who take regular prescription medication to keep 1 month's supply at home in case they're told to self-isolate. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.